the truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 12th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. It's a very busy news day. And in fact, it seems to be getting busier and busier. And it sort of reminds me, we probably all had this experience when we were a kid, where we're running downhill and we go faster and faster. And all of a sudden we realize we can't slow down because we're using all our strength not to fall. And yet, you know, it's only a matter of time before you take a tumble. That's kind of what things feel like right now to me. And it does seem to be spinning out of control. Anyway, there's a lot of news to get through today. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Let's get right on into it. First of all, for all you fellow astronomy buffs, tonight is the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. These are the debris left by Comet Swift-Tuttle, and they're saying it's probably going to be one of the better instances of this shower. They're predicting 40 meteors per hour, so one every minute and a half, so that's probably going to be a good show and certainly worth staying up to look at. All right, Mike Lindell is doing his third day of the Cyber Symposium. There's a lot of good information coming on out. And there was apparently a bit of an upset. He left the symposium briefly yesterday after hearing about the court's decision not to dismiss the $1.3 billion Dominion lawsuit. And when he was back at his hotel, he was attacked. So I'm not surprised. I'm wondering, didn't he have any security? He's got to know, you know, after, you know, Vince Foster and Seth Rich, you know, when you are a threat to the deep state, you do need a little bit of protection out there. Anyway, Dominion Voting Systems is now also suing Newsmax and One America News for airing Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium. And they are desperate to just shut all of this down. The fear is palpable out there. Some of the things that have come out in the symposium, they revealed that voting machine companies are wiping the voting machines clean in Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Michigan, which they are technically are not allowed to do. That information is supposed to be saved, but they're just out there breaking the law by erasing the election data from the voting machines. And that was pretty nasty. Now, one of the more interesting presentations was by Dr. Douglas G. Frank. And what he discovered is that data from the 2010 census was used to create, to fabricate voters to inflate the vote. And they showed how that was being done. They were just creating pools of instant voters in order to pour them in and swing the election toward Biden. Now, there's an interesting story. Back last November, only 2 days after the election, there was a raid at the home of Elliot Kerwin, and 8 hard drives, 3 computers, and several USB flash drives were confiscated. Nobody knows where all of that hardware went, and Elliot Kerwin himself is nowhere to be found. So another little mystery out there. Mike Lindell has to be enjoying his notoriety. Right now, he has a higher favorability rating on the net than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know, maybe she beat him up last night. You know, she's very vain and jealous of her fame here. Now, the Washington Post came out with this story basically saying that election officials are worried. They're worried as these false election claims could result in violence, and they're saying some are receiving death threats. And you know, every third word was, you know, false claim, false claim, false claim, false claim, which is what is normal for the Washington Compost. And the message they're sending is, let's all feel sorry for those poor election officials who helped steal the country. They're feeling so bad right now, they got caught on out. Actually, I do feel sorry for those election officials, because the obvious next step in this propaganda will be for one of those behind the stolen election, for those behind the stolen election to kill an election official, blame it on those who dare question the November 2020 election results in order to demonize us as a group. Think about how the FBI said of the day that the hippies took over Disneyland to discredit the anti-war movement, dirty tricks like that. They are panicking and they are desperate. So if you are an election worker, keep the Kevlar handy. You have nothing to be afraid of from those of us who want the truth about the election. But your own government may offer you up as a blood sacrifice to support the cover story here. Over in the White House, Biden has had yet another senior moment. Yesterday, he basically ignored Secret Service, so we were trying to get him to the Oval Office, and he just started wandering off on the lawn, and they had to go and grab him back. And today, he confused Governor Gretchen Whitmer with Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. And the deterioration is obviously accelerating. It's very visible. And it's bad enough the Democrats stole the election, but it's almost insulting that they stole the election to put this obviously infirm individual into the Oval Office. And, I'm sure he's saving grace as he does what he's told to do. But I have an idea for the 2024 election. I think we should elect Kermit the Frog, because if we're going to be voting for a puppet ruler, why not get the best puppet out there? Okay, so that's my suggestion for 2024. All righty. Anyway, Joe Biden, or the White House actually, is refusing to disclose who's been visiting him in his Delaware homes during his 17 trips back there since becoming president. Now, remember, he had promised to be more open about who his guests were than Donald Trump was, and obviously that is not the case. It's, none your business here. And, Biden is definitely taking a bludgeoning in the polls. 33% of Americans think the economy is in poor shape. 70% are saying rocketing grocery and gas prices are hurting their finances, and 79% blame his administration for the inflation spike. Well, yeah, when you're just pouring out that money from the Federal Reserve like that, there's going to be inflation here. Hunter Biden is back in the news. There is a story that has come on out where Hunter Biden was making a video of himself with a Russian hooker, and in the process of that video told her that Russian drug dealers had stolen another one of his laptops that contained all kinds of crazy sex videos and photos that he had done. So anyway, he apparently had a lot of laptops, and he had them all filled up, with the videos and stuff. We know the one that Rudy Giuliani got the copies of the discs of had all kinds of porn and sex and naked Hunter Biden. Who would want to look at that anyway? Now, the story could potentially be just more Russia bashing, Russia bad. Oh, look what they did to our poor Hunter Biden, our newest great Nobel Prize winning artist out there. But if, in fact, it is true, and there was a laptop with more of Hunter's narcissistic sex videos on it, that means that Russia now has a lever with which to bend Joe Biden right alongside China, which also has Hunter by the short and curlies. So it's a very, it's a danger to national security at this point. All right. Meanwhile, Biden's sexual assault accuser, Tara Reid, is saying it is time for a real investigation into Biden following the stepping down of Andrew Cuomo. And meanwhile, over in New York, The incoming New York Governor Kathy Hochul is expressing displeasure that Andrew Cuomo is delaying his departure for 2 weeks, or it's a week and about 5 days now here. She wanted him to resign immediately so she could take on over. And a little announcement coming from South America. Juan Guaido has declared himself the interim governor of New York. So, anyway, over at MSNBC, Nicole Wallace says that Trump's visit with Ashley Babbitt's family is inciting violent extremism. And again, it's just, you know, the propaganda has reached ridiculous levels here. And that's going to be the downfall of it, because for propaganda to work, it has to be believable. Otherwise, people just see it as, you know, smearing and name calling and, you know, completely bogus accusations here. Now, speaking of photos and bogus accusations, the prosecutors who are trying to basically send away everybody arrested from the January 6th protest at the Capitol building have basically admitted they're withholding exculpatory evidence from the defense lawyers. Among those are images of offers hugging or fist bumping the protesters, posing for photos with the protesters, and moving the bike racks, making it look like it wasn't a confrontation and it wasn't violent at all. And this is against the rules of discovery, but we are unfortunately dealing with a government which has decided it is above the rules. Anyway, this story really bothered me. As you know, there are wildfires all over the West, up in Canada. There are wildfires in Europe. They caught somebody in Italy was caught on a video camera setting a fire. And now this criminal justice professor, Gary Maynard, set a series of fires in Lassen National Forest and Shasta Trinity National Forest in Northern California, close to the area where the Dixie Fire is still burning. And you have to wonder what's going through this guy's mind. And I think what's going on here, you know, arson here, unruly passengers on airplanes, you know, screaming at each other in the stores and whatnot. I think it's all displaced aggression. I think the American people have been pushed to the breaking point. And by illustration as to what I think is going on, you know, there's a little thought experiment. You know, there's a man who's working in an office and his boss yells at him. The man doesn't dare yell back. So he goes home and he yells at his wife. She doesn't dare yell back at him. So she turns around and yells at the kids. The kids don't dare yell back. So they go and kick the dog. And it's displaced aggression, and I think we're seeing a lot of that happen in our society right now, where people are very angry with the government, but they haven't reached a point where they're willing to stand up to the government, so they're finding other more helpless targets to vent their rage on. And I think that's really what's going on out there. Okay, getting into COVID-19, there's yet another study, this one by the Mayo Clinic. It found the Pfizer vaccine is only 42% effective against infections in July, and saying it's a real strong, it's a wake-up call is really what it is. Another article on the same topic, this is from Lou Rockwell, saying the real-world data show the COVID vaccines are ineffective. And they're, you know, despite the manufacturer's initial claims, which, by the way, they're revising them downward. Remember when they first came on out with the vaccines? Oh, it's 90% effective. All right, maybe it's 80, maybe 75, you know, but it's still good. And, you know, give us your money for that whole thing. Over in Israel, 80% of their population is vaccinated, and yet they are going through yet another COVID-19 surge. And health officials are warning there could be another lockdown over there as well. So this thing is being handled badly. Okay, it's, you know, great for the vaccine companies, great for the companies that manufacture face masks. But overall, I'd say this is another classic case of bad management by an inept and incompetent government. All right, this story is kind of interesting. This is coming out of Natural News, and there is a leaked report that reveals the Moderna COVID vaccine has caused 300,000 vaccine injuries in the last 3 months, most of which have not been reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And so they're trying to keep a lid on that. Interestingly enough, story coming on out, well, actually it's a YouTube video in which Fauci partnered with Moderna on the vaccine. So he is linked up with them in the vaccines, and who knows how much money he's making from that. And even more interesting, and this came out of Organic Style magazine, Dr. Fauci's name appears on 4 U.S. patents for a key glycoprotein that is part of the COVID-19 virus. So COVID-19 is made with a synthetic patented glycoprotein on which Anthony Fauci is, you know, is a co-owner of the patents here. And medical scientists in India reported 4 intersections in the spike glycoprotein that are unique to COVID-19 and are not found anywhere else. So it almost looks like, you know, the disease was created in order to sell the vaccines. And this would not be the first time something like that happened. Back in the 1800s, there were 3 doctors who were sent to jail because they deliberately started a pandemic in their town in order to make money selling, you know, curing the people or treating the people, as it were. Found another flashback article. This is from NewsWars. And basically 1 month. One whole month before the COVID outbreak, Fauci and Moderna sent mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates to a doctor linked to the Wuhan lab. So this stuff was, you know, in progress for a long, long, long time. Getting on back to corporate media and corruption here, Reuters is fact-checking COVID-related social media posts, but it turns out Reuters is tied in with Pfizer and the World Economic Forum. And, you know, Reuters it has ties to Pfizer, the Trusted News Initiative. So they're basically in control of the corporate media and social media, and they're using it to protect their vaccine profits from products which frankly are not seeming to work all that well and are indeed causing a great deal of harm. But, you know, this is the United States of America, and as long as it's making money, you know, nobody should really complain about that. Over in Germany, the director of the Pathological Institute of the University of Heidelberg, Peter Schirmacher, has done over 40 autopsies on people who died within 2 weeks of their vaccination, and he is sounding the alarm on these fatal vaccine events here. And Schirmer assumed that 30-40% of the people he autopsied did die from the vaccine. And he says this is a very, very serious situation. Yes, it really, really is here. All right, getting on back to the idea of masks, there is an article that came on out of Tethasta.com warning us that the N95 masks won't stop the virus. Now, everybody's been saying the little paper masks won't work, the cloth masks, the weave is too wide on there. But it turns out the N95s, which were being highly recommended at the start of the pandemic, will not stop the virus either. And I have a box of those. I went out and bought a box of them when the pandemic started. And it says right on the box, will not protect against infection or virus. Got to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. This is the part of the show where I get down on my knees and struggle to get back up again to remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing in this critical time. And again, a big thank you to those of you who are supporting the network. We couldn't be here without you. Is really what it comes down to. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. We have all sizes in stock right now. And we'll get you taken care of just really, really quickly. All right, getting on back to the news, I need to step back to the issue of election fraud because this story just now came on in. Out in Colorado, the Secretary of State has just decertified the election in Mesa County, owing to a very obvious breach into the election computers there. And They're basically ordering the other counties to scrap their existing election machines and go to something new for the next election. So it's starting. It's definitely starting out there. Getting on back to COVID-19, the World Health Organization is now admitting that the COVID virus is just like the common flu. And we've already commented on how the test that they've been using to tell us all that we had COVID is incapable of telling the difference between COVID and the ordinary flu. Remember how this last year they were saying, oh, the flu has gone away. We have no flu. Yeah, we had a flu season. They were all misdiagnosed as COVID, apparently. This next story is a giggle, if you really. U.S. House candidate Steve Cox is out there saying we should be allowed to shoot anti-vaxxers. Okay, that's what this guy actually said. So apparently now guns are okay as long as they shoot the people that Steve Cox doesn't like. Anyway, there's a new bill that has been introduced into the House of Representatives. It's H.R. 4980. And it will require a full vaccination to fly anywhere in the United States. We're not talking about international travel. We're talking about getting on an airplane over here in Louisville and flying over to Atlanta. If you don't have the vaccine, you do not get on the plane under this legislation. And that means tens of millions of Americans are going to be banned from airlines. And the airlines are just going to take it in the teeth economically for lost revenue. So that's how crazy it's getting here. Down in Australia, they're calling out even more military forces to enforce the lockdown there. And Dr. Kerry Chant, the chief health officer in New South Wales, told citizens not to talk to each other, even if they are masked and vaccinated, because talking will spread COVID-19. Again, tacitly admitting the masks don't really work here. So the message we are getting, not just from Australia, but even here in the United States of America, is don't talk to each other. Just watch the TV news. Stay away from those websites like Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com. Just, you know, hear what we tell you. Believe us, and you will be just fine. Over in France, their protests against the lockdowns and vaccinations has morphed into a full-blown national strike. The lawyers are on strike. The teachers are on strike. The police are on strike. Everybody is on strike. They're just shutting the place down. And good for the French. Good for the French. They're standing for something. Getting into the international news, Afghanistan, it's not going well, is a good way to put it. Kandahar has fallen or been liberated, depending upon your particular point of view. The Taliban has also picked up the cities Herat and Ghazni, which are key cities. And Kabul is increasingly isolated. It's not looking good for them. The U.S. Embassy has now called on all American citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately, right now. And they're sending U.S. troops to help evacuate the embassy itself in Kabul. Now, there's no way to sugarcoat this. The U.S. lost this one, and the Taliban didn't need F-15s and nuclear weapons to beat the United States government. Just a little something to keep in mind there. Over at the White House, Jem Psaki is being mocked for saying the Taliban should consider its role in the international community to try and get them to basically stop taking Afghanistan back. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
All righty, welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. Now, over in Belarus, they started issuing stories talking about saboteurs targeting their railroads. And a lot of people were saying maybe, maybe not here. But amazingly enough, CNN has now confirmed that Western-backed opposition is carrying out sabotage against the Belarusian railways. So going on in and just messing with another country, you know, again, what can I tell you here? Over in Poland, they have kicked up a little bit of a hornet's nest there. The Polish parliament approved legislation designed to end claims for property restitution and compensation for property confiscated by the country's communist government back in the 1940s and 1950s. And that includes that the claims being put in by Holocaust survivors. And the rationale is, you know, our government did not commit those crimes here, and so we don't want to have to pay for them anymore. Needless to say, Israel is extraordinarily upset at this. because you know, they love turning the Holocaust into cash everywhere that they can. Over in North Korea, a senior official has denounced South Korea over its joint military exercises with the United States, which are due to begin this week, warning that such actions risk provoking a serious security crisis. And they're describing them basically as, you know, hostile acts. Now, we have been talking about the immense cost of the military. And as I pointed out yesterday, if we had simply not gone in to Afghanistan in the first place, you know, let the oil companies pay full price for their pipeline right of way, we would have saved roughly $3 trillion, which would have paid for the infrastructure without raising taxes or the debt ceiling. But they went and spent all that money anyway, and it is a huge amount of money, and people really need to take a look at just how much of their money is going toward war. And as a good example of the disparity between ordinary citizens and the military, I mean, most Americans, you know, if water is money, most Americans are getting through life with an eyedropper. The military and their contractors, they've got fire hoses. And a good example of that is the pilot's helmet for the F-35. We're not talking about the F-35 as a whole. We're talking about just the helmet the pilot wears. It costs more than a Ferrari. And yes, it's got a lot of HIP electronics in it and everything, but it costs more than a Ferrari, and it takes 2 days to get properly fitted. And they're saying that if the pilot gets a new haircut or gains a couple of pounds, the helmet will go out of line, and the you know, the heads-up display won't line up correctly. I mean, it's very, very finicky, machinery apparently here. All right, let's get to the economic news. Inflation remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite Biden insisting that this is all temporary. Used car prices and gas have soared 42%. Now, Donald Trump is out there basically criticizing this $3.5 trillion, what he calls a communist plan to destroy America. Trump says it's an assault on the American dream that will flood the cities with migrants and raise taxes like we have never seen. He is absolutely correct on that. And as it turns out, very little of these infrastructure bills is actually going for the infrastructure. The rest of it is all pork and, you know, liberal wish list stuff. Now, the Democrats, the Senate, rather, rejected a measure introduced by Finance Committee Ranking Member Mike Crapo that would have prevented the Internal Revenue Service from having access to your private banking records. And the bill was narrowly defeated in a 50-49 party line vote. It would have prohibited Joe Biden's administration from requiring financial institutions to report all transactions on all accounts with a balance over $600. So, again, more spying, more prying into you, more grabbing of your money, and, you know, there's no end in sight here. It's really. Now, a little bit of good news. The Social Security cost of living adjustment is likely to be the largest in nearly four decades. And this is going to be announced in October, and they're saying the increase will be around 6.2%. So for people who are living on Social Security, a little bit of good news to offset the higher prices. Now, the bad news is that there is this economics professor at Harvard University, Jason Furman, who's come on out there and calculated that Biden's inflation has already erased all the wage gains from the COVID relief bills. So I hope you enjoyed it while you had it, because it's already been completely wiped out by inflation. And you're back to struggling again. Over at Google, their employees have agreed to a pay cut in return for being allowed to work from home permanently. And staff that move to cheaper U.S. cities are going to have their salaries cut to reflect their lower cost of living. Well, why doesn't Google just set up dormitories and concentration camps and keep their employees in theirs? Anyway, story about this Jefferson coffee shop. There's a labor shortage. We can't find anybody to work. Nobody wants to work. Well, nobody wants to work for minimum wage. So this Jefferson coffee shop raised their wage to $15 an hour, and they were immediately flooded with job applications. So people do want jobs and they do want to work. They just want to have a job that will allow them to pay for their rent and their food. And right now, minimum wage just does not cover it. Period. End of discussion. Since 1978, the pay for chief executive officers has risen 1,322%. The pay of the average worker, just 18%. So the wealth inequality is definitely getting out of control. Another story, this one coming on out of Cuz Blue. Almost half of all student loan borrowers are still in debt 20 years after graduating college. It's a racket. It really was a racket. They ran up the cost of college, cut sources of scholarships and funding, and lured everybody into these usurious loans with the promise you'll pay this off in a few years with that high-paying job that you're going to get with your degree in art history or interpretive dance or whatever it was. Interesting little story. Yesterday, Poly Network basically came on out and admitted they had been hacked and $600 million in crypto was stolen. And in a sudden surprise, the hackers have sent back $260 million of the stolen funds. And we're not sure exactly what's going on. There was a message from the hacker saying that they took the money to keep it out of the hands of the bad people. I don't know what that means, but maybe they just they felt guilty and remorseful and just realized that $600 million was more than they really needed anyway. In Los Angeles, major landlords represented by GHP Management Corporation and several other companies owned by Jeffrey Palmer are suing the city of Los Angeles for $100 million over its eviction moratorium, saying the policy has resulted in massive losses to the firm. Well, yes, of course. You know, the pandemic lockdown, people couldn't work, they couldn't pay their rent. The idea of a rent moratorium was poorly thought out, and they painted themselves into a major, major corner with that one. And, I'm sure the government's answer is going to be to just create more money out of thin air and pour it on those renters to get all caught up, and we'll all pay for that because inflation is another form of taxation. It really, really is. Joe Biden is begging OPEC to boost oil production to combat rising gas prices. Kind of an admission that his canceling of drilling and the Keystone Pipeline may not have been in the best interest of the American economy. And over in Europe, coal prices have jumped to a near decade high on a supply crunch there. And speaking of coal, this is going to upset Greta Thunberg. China is restarting many of their coal mines they had previously shut down, 53 of them, to keep up with the demand for electric power in that country. Okay. Down in Brazil, boy, they've had a rough time with all this human-caused global warming. They've had record-setting freezes and frost down there. We've already talked to you about the coffee and the oranges, and now the sugar crop has been damaged by the worst weather in decades, and it's going to leave a lasting impact on prices, meaning the prices are going to be much, much higher based on the law of supply and demand. All right. Up in Canada, as if we didn't have enough risk of a food shortage here, there was this labor strike at a Quebec pork processing plant, And because the farmers couldn't sell their pigs to the pork processing plant, they have had to cull 130,000 pigs. And they're basically killing an average of 36,000 hogs every single week, and I guess just burying them in mass graves. And again, does this sound like good management to you? It certainly does not to me. A little bit of a consumer warning here. Nearly 60,000 pounds of frozen raw chicken products sold at Aldi and other stores have been recalled. They're contaminated with salmonella, and they're provided by Serenade Foods, and it consists of frozen, raw, breaded, and pre-browned stuffed chicken products. The products were produced on February 24th and February 25th and shipped to distributors. The brands involved are the Dutch Farms Chicken with broccoli and cheese packages, Milford Valley Chicken with broccoli and cheese, Milford Valley Chicken Cordon Bleu, Kirkwood Raw Stuffed Chicken, broccoli and cheese, and Kirkwood Raw Stuffed Chicken Cordon Bleu, which is sold at Aldi. So if you have any of these products, take them back to the market right now. And Tyson Foods is now raising their prices for restaurants. Pork is up 40%, beef is up 12%, chicken is up 16%. So these are the hard times are here. Okay, everybody's been saying hard times are coming. They're here. They are absolutely here. All right, getting into immigration and globalism. You know, everybody's concerned about the provisions for amnesty in the Senate passed budget bill. Still has to go to the House. And Schumer has basically introduced a porked up bill for a migrant citizenship path. They want to give legal status to some immigrants unlawfully residing in the United States and turn them into instant Democratic voters. So anyway, let's see now. All right, getting into some other political things here. Epstein's accuser, Virginia Giuffre, has sued Prince Andrew for alleged sexual assaults. She's suing in a U.S. court. Prince Andrew, as I understand it, is more or less thumbing her nose at it, saying that he can live quite well without ever having to come to the United States ever again. Little bit of good news, the Senate just passed an anti-critical race theory bill in a razor-thin vote. And again, it was a 50-49 vote along party lines here. Now, down in Atlanta, there is this mother who has basically criticized her daughter's elementary school because they are now segregating students by race, with black students and white students being taught in separate classrooms. And this was justified by the principal as saying that they need to focus on giving African-American kids the services that they need. And the black mother is very upset about that, as well she should be. I mean, look at how hard people worked to end segregation, and now all of a sudden it is fashionable, I guess it would be the word for it again. All right, so let's see what's working out in the University of Oklahoma. The coaches at the University of Oklahoma, two women's volleyball coaches, have argued in a legal motion they have the right to discipline players for their political beliefs. Now, one of the players, Kylie McLaughlin, sued the coaches Lindsay and Kyle Walton along with the OU Board of Regents, alleging she had been excluded from the team over her politically conservative views. And so the coaches' defense is they have a right to punish students for, you know, wrong thinking. Okay. And in the world of political correctness, there is a new version of Romeo and Juliet coming on out that is a lesbian couple. Instead of Romeo, it's Rosemary. And Batman's sidekick, Robin, has come out as bi. And I figure, what's next? Han Solo in bestiality with you-know-who? It does seem like it's just taking it a little too far here. And, you know, if you want to come up with brand new story and brand new characters with lesbians and bisexual, fine. But when you go back and say, we want to reinvent people's icons, if you will, cultural icons in terms of our own sexuality, you're going to meet a little bit of resistance. That's just the way it is. Over in Loudoun County, the schools have now approved new transgender rules that will allow pupils to choose which bathroom they want to use and force the teachers to address them by their preferred pronouns. I hope they're going to use name tags to keep track of that. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, I need to break out of the talking points and jump back to election fraud here. This just now came on in. The Texas Senate has finally passed their election integrity bill. There was a Democrat who filibustered for 15 solid hours to try and block it. And State Senator Carol Alvarado, gave up after 15 hours. And so now the bill has passed for more secure and fair elections in Texas. So good for those Texicans. What can I tell you? All right. Getting into some other news here. Apple is dealing with the blowback from its recent announcement that in iOS 15 and iPad OS 15, they will allow Apple to scan the user photos stored in Apple's iCloud service and determine if they contain sexually explicit images involving children. Good reason not to use the cloud if... Well, just in general here. And Apple is now saying nobody's going to actually look at the pictures. They're going to be using what's called a hashing system where the image is converted to a hash value and then compared with the hash values of known photos, of child content. And so basically all the sickos and perverts out there need to do is slightly resize their images and the hashing values are going to change. So how about that there? Alrighty. And it looks like Apple may be extending this new feature to phones in the United Kingdom. And again, I have mixed feelings about this because I have a real problem with anybody who abuses or exploits children. But on the other hand, I'm a great believer in personal privacy as well. All right. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Apple call center workers who are working from home in their new contract, it allows Apple to install cameras at their home to monitor their work performance. And this is a company called Teleperformance, one of the world's largest call center companies. And for call center workers who work from home, they want to monitor you. The big problem is you don't know when the camera's on or off, and they could be peeking at you and listening to you when you're on your own time here. And I'll tell you right now, I would not work for any company that spied on me in my home. I wouldn't. I have to draw the line there. I'm sorry. I'm a very private person here. All righty. Tucker Carlson had this story about a gentleman named Chris Chan. He's a biological male who was arrested for allegedly raping his mother. And Chan was to be put in a women's prison because he claimed to be transgender and identify as a woman. There was a public outcry, and there has been, a couple of issues already of, transgender women with penises being put in women's prisons and pregnancies resulting. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity.
its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.